One evening while I was standing in our lounge, I saw a familiar face on television, and that was strange in those years. And lo and behold, it was my very good friend, Jonathan, that was sought for fraud. It was 10 minutes after that program that Jonathan was arrested.
White-collar crime, like fraud, is fast on the increase. The pressure to have the right image, drive the right car, and own the right house allures some to its sweet temptation.
I fear the fact that I have to be in prison for at least 6 years. So with all the transfers that took place, they will let you strip naked and search you. And that was something that I couldn't do. The gangster activities was a great fear for me. I really found that they had too much control after hours.
My love for him as a friend hasn't changed, and all I wanted to do was to get to him and tell him that at this time when so many were writing him off and saying yes, he will get what he deserved.
Jenny came to visit me, and her visits meant so much for me. It is something that I will never be able to forget.
The moment I would go home after a visit, I'd start writing a letter to him, and he would do the same until he was released.
Jonathan Clayton was released after serving 3 years of his sentence on account of good behavior. 80% of released prisoners return. Jonathan also returned to Polesmoor, but this time as a free man.
So that is when our beautiful friendship turned into a relationship where we really committed ourselves to each other. Spend all your
time with I don't want it to be a secret that I was in prison, that I experienced difficulties. And this is why I will come back time after time to come and share with these people that there is a way out. It's coming alongside them and helping them to break through the old habits and to work with them so that they can change.
The moment he says, I've been here too, I see them sitting up and listening to it because he can relate to what they feel. It is such an inspiration to them.
Polesmoor Maximum Security Prison, once home to Nelson Mandela, is surrounded by natural beauty. But high walls of concrete and barbed wire exclude those within from its freedom. Housing a total of 8,000 prisoners, this prison is 300% overcrowded. 2,000 of these are juvenile boys, many awaiting trial. Some wait for up to 3 years.
I walk in here knowing that a life can be changed today. And I'm determined to be part of it.
Were you, maybe early in the year, last year, or the year before?
After 1 o'clock, they lock us up again, you see. They will just lay all day and play cards. People do tattoos.
He's here to help us and to show us that if we go out, he don't want to see us again here. He want to see us outside.
Jonathan doesn't deny knowing dark days, but has dared to change. Now revealed is the profile of a free man.
I want to come in with my wife to come and share that hope to people that think they're in a hopeless situation, to people that's bitter, that's angry. to telling my life story. Behind bars, they need to know that they can experience freedom.